The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 8778-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
The following segment is from the off-day debrief on the SB Nation NFL show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
We have eight quarterbacks remaining in the playoffs. I have my list. Do you have your list?
I have it, Stats. Of course I did. What did you think? I didn't prepare for the show? Of course I
well,
did.
Well, you know, I work with other hosts sometimes. Maybe they, you know.
Wow. Just, who's this? Who's this? I mean, there's only one other host you work with on this network.
Well, right? I do a lot of other shows. I do a lot of other podcasts.
Well, you're throwing your Niners Nation people under the bus? Interesting. Right. Or maybe you're talking about Mike Florio. You're going back to your...
It's totally unclear who I'm talking about. Let's just focus on that. So I had Brady 4, Josh Allen 3. Number 2, I put Patrick Mahomes. Hmm. I mean, Mahomes is obviously amazing. He looked, I mean, the 6 touchdowns the Chiefs scored in the wild card round, like 6 straight, just boom, boom, boom. Like, they have such a lightning quick strike offense. You cannot let up for a second, because I feel like some teams, you know, they kind of look short and then look to go deep. With the Chiefs, I feel like we're looking deep right out of the gate. Like, that's our first primary goal. Andy Reid loves to take deep shots, especially early in the games. Like, the Chiefs want to come out and just raid you, air raid you right out of the gate. And that really impressed me, because the Steelers have a very, very good defense, and the Chiefs went through them like it was nothing.
I feel like we've reached the point with the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid where it's hard to like takes on them, because like, it's just you know what to expect. So it's like, yeah, they're going to be really good. And they've made the AFC Championship game, what, 3 straight years before this one? And they're looking to make their 4th. And again, would anyone be shocked if they did and then went on to the Super Bowl? No. And then won the Super Bowl? Not at all. So I'm Mahomes 3 here, and it's really not about him. It's like, I can't say anything bad about him. Obviously, it's more about, I just, you know, the other guys ahead of them are, I think, even that much better. And especially this season, they're the 2 quarterbacks in the mix for the MVP award. So really not a slight to Patrick Mahomes at all. I don't really have more to say on him, other than maybe they're almost like being slept on because of that, because all the focus is on Brady and Rodgers, that like people are kind of forgetting about Mahomes a little bit.
Well, the only thing with him is, and we've seen it this year, he can turn the ball over at times. At times, sometimes I think that there is a little bit of a vibe of like too cool for school there with the Chiefs, where like sometimes you just need to do the simple thing and not try to get crazy and work some magic. So we'll see. That was my only reason why I didn't have him number one, because I have Aaron Rodgers number one, and there's none of that. You get all the potential big plays with Aaron Rodgers like you get with Mahomes, and he just flat out does not turn the football over. So to me, Rodgers is number one. And I think that if Rodgers is at his peak, he is the best quarterback in these playoffs.
I agree in like vacuum again. And I think he should probably be MVP over Brady, but it's hard to totally ignore like the playoff lack of success, you know, like the one Super Bowl. Like it's hard to totally just put that away. And in these games in recent years where the Packers have kind of, and it's not all his fault, I think, but it's hard to like, you know he's part of that equation and they haven't been able to get it done. So I do think this year could be different. I think I am taking the Packers to make the Super Bowl. I do think there is something to the whole Last Dance thing, annoyingly, that will come to fruition. So I have him number two, but it's really, you know, like a 1A, 1B. And again, I would put Rodgers as my actual MVP for the season over Brady, but just giving Brady more of the benefit of the doubt than Aaron Rodgers in the playoffs.
That's not unfair. I mean, the facts are the facts, and Aaron Rodgers has only gotten to one Super Bowl. He has had some very disappointing playoff losses, at home. You know, they lost to Colin Kaepernick and the 49ers at home one year. They lost to Eli Manning and the Giants at home. That was the 15-1 year, I believe, right? Like, there are disappointing playoff losses on Aaron Rodgers' resume. That is 100% true. That is a totally fair criticism. He scares me more than anybody, though. I don't know why. Like, it's probably just the fact that the 49ers have to play him this week that maybe has me like a little more nervous than usual. He makes throws, like even in the game earlier this year against the 49ers in week three, he was making throws 15, 20 yards down the field in less than 2 seconds, which is like, that's unstoppable. Like, no pass rush on the planet is going to get to him in less than that time, no matter how good they are. And he can still throw deep down the field and hurt you. That's a scary combination.
Yeah, the 49ers didn't play a bad game in that game, right? Like, it's like they played, I think, a winning effort kind of game. It's the problem is Aaron Rodgers is on the other side, and he had the ball at the very end of the game with not much time left, right? And he's able to go
30 seconds, no timeouts.
Yeah, that's what he can do. So yeah, that's absolutely kind of a problem. And I can only imagine that is tempering your confidence in the 49ers being able to go into Lambeau and win this week.
Yeah, I'm already uncomfortable. Like, the agita in my stomach has already started. It was like, yes, we won. That's awesome. Oh, we got to play Green Bay? Oh, okay.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.